WTUZ News presents Beyond the Meeting, Tusk Talks with Mary Alice.
Welcome back to another WTUZ Tusk Talks episode. With me today is Tuscarawas County Common Police Court Judge Elizabeth Tamakis. Well, thanks so much for being here. I appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate being asked. Thank you.
Yeah, and since this is our first time having you on our series, I wanted to touch on how long you've been in the court business and also as a judge, because I believe you started your fourth term as judge back in 2016, actually.
I was elected in November of 98. So I started January 1st, 1999. This is the end of my 21st year. It really feels like it's flown by. So we've seen a lot of changes over the years and introduced a lot of different programs. And I would say over the years then have just reevaluated, tweaked things, and staying on top of the caseload.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet, yeah. And of course, trends. There always seems to be some trends in terms of cases, I bet, that you see. Most specifically that we saw a few years ago was drug cases.
When I started, I remember going to new judge training and meeting a couple of judges from the newly elected judges, like myself, from Cuyahoga County, Lorain County. And the training was two parts. So we met before we took the bench after the election, and then we met a couple of months later. And when I met up with these two judges, I was talking about how our criminal cases were mostly low-level felonies, thefts, bad checks, and forgeries. And they just laughed at me because, you know, they were looking at such high-level felony offenses, and we just really didn't see that here for a long time. When I was a new judge, we had a lot of people with poly-substance abuse that was mainly... I started with alcohol, I moved on to marijuana, I moved on to cocaine. Now, I would say the trend that I see in the self-reported drug use is marijuana, prescription drug abuse, heroin, meth, or just straight meth. I did not see methamphetamine in my court until April of 2014. And I just remember that distinctly because it was a particular week that stood out in my mind when I had about nine different cases that dealt with the methamphetamine, which at the time people were making themselves.
Now, do you see kind of like an age consistency?
That's a little hard to answer. Okay. Certainly in the 20-year-old age group. But I've been shocked when I do a sentencing, I get a report that involves an interview with the offender and they self-report their substance use. Mm-hmm. So often they will start early in life with marijuana and then move on to the other drugs. But I've been really surprised lately to see some people who, even in their 40s, decide to start methamphetamine.
From my understanding about the Common Pleas Court, is those cases first have to be indicted by a grand jury before they head to you, right?
Right, they do. And so they have an opportunity to have a preliminary hearing before Judge Hillier, Judge Von Allman. The grand jury will review things that the prosecutor has and decide whether or not there's enough evidence to indict or to charge the person. So it's just one of those wonderful checks and balances we have in our Constitution so that the prosecutor doesn't have all the power. The people are that check. After the indictment, it comes before me or Judge O'Farrell for an arraignment, and that's simply where the attorney is appointed and the plea is entered.
Now, as judge and kind of head of the courtroom, I imagine that you would have to stay up on laws.
Yes. Well, I don't know if people really realize this. As a lawyer, you're required to keep up on the law and go to 25 hours of education every 2 years.
Okay.
As a judge, we're required to go to 40 hours of education every 2 years.
a lot of people say, you know, well, that's not enough time, or, you know, you should have gotten more. You're working under the law.
Exactly. And there have been some interesting changes lately. But first thing to really point out there, and if I'm just speaking of felony offenses, mm-hmm. for every offense, there is a range of sentencing. And under the law, we're supposed to consider the seriousness, whether or not the case is more or less serious. And then we look at recidivism, which is the likelihood of reoffending. Is this a first-time offender? Are they at low risk for reoffending? Is it something that is not likely to happen again? Or does this happen all the time and they've been down that road before? Again, it's a case-by-case analysis. And the difficulty is where now you've got state legislatures, the General Assembly, just kind of giving a blanket instruction. The other thing that they changed is what to do if there's a probation violation. Mm-hmm. If they violate, then they've put limitations on us there as well. It used to be that we would use graduated sanctions or graduated punishment. And they've changed the law to say, well, you can't impose their whole prison term. You can only impose 90 days on a felony 5 or 180 days on a felony 4. My probation officers work really hard with them and try to help them kind of see their life a little differently and get things on track. And we do try as many things as we can in the community.
That's all for this episode featuring Tuscarawas County Common Pleas Court Judge Elizabeth Tamakis talking about some trends that she is seeing in court cases, some of the tough decisions that she faces in following the law. This interview will be available online at WTUZ.com under the podcast section. Be sure to tune in to Tus Talks next Wednesday on the 20th to hear from Tamakis again as she discusses the treatment program COBRA and more. For WTUZ, I'm Mary Alice.
This has been a presentation of WTUZ News. Tune in next Wednesday to find out more about the communities of Tuscarawas County.